بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، الصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، whether today is the last sitting of this i'tikaf and whether the moon be sighted tonight, or the possibility is that it may not be sighted tonight and will still be around for another day with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala. So either way, these are the advices on the note of now finishing of i'tikaf, whether the i'tikaf finishes off today or whether it finishes off tomorrow. This time that Allah Ta'ala had afforded us, allowed us to be in His house, gave us this opportunity to make i'tikaf, this was purely Allah Ta'ala's grace, His mercy, His kindness. May Allah Ta'ala out of His grace and mercy accept it as well. May Allah Ta'ala forgive all our shortcomings. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to continue in the manner that we had tried to continue in these last few days, in terms of being more cautious, more careful. So in any case, the various things that had been discussed over the different discussions, one summary of it, but in the lesson of Hazrat Maulana Shaki Mahmood Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which was the khulasa and the summary of many things that he put down in 4 points, 4 aspects. This is the path to now keep steadfast on what we have tried to achieve. And whatever we little bit of progress we made, that is not anything yet. We still have the road to travel on. In this time, if with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, even this much came, that we understood we need to move in this direction, that too is a very great blessing of Allah Ta'ala, that some understanding came, which direction we have to take. But now is the effort to move in that direction. So that advice is encompassed in 4 aspects. And if we make this, as they call it in Urdu, hirz-e-jaan, we make it our, so to say, life jacket, so then inshallah we'll keep floating. So the 4 things that Hazrat advised, number one, and this is a summary of all his lessons, gunaho se muba'adat. Gunaho se muba'adat, staying far away from sins. That is what the month of Ramadan was all about, taqwa. The taqwa is all about refraining from sin, from disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So the first aspect is gunaho se muba'adat, staying far away from sin. If a person is doing other good deeds, mashallah, but he's not staying away from sin, then the example is like a person eating a lot of good, nourishing food, even having some very good health supplements and other things that will boost a person's health, but simultaneously is also eating poison. So mashallah, the good food that he eats is very good, but poison overcomes and overwhelms the good. If a person is simultaneously eating poison, then that poison will kill him. Depends on what quantity he consumed, it will make him sick, and if he carries on consuming it, can become fatal. So likewise, sin is poison. Sin is poison. And the most poisonous sin in this zamana, in this time and age, because it seeps right into the depths of the heart, and then it results in killing of everything else, slowly but surely, Allah save us, is the sins of the eyes. So now we want to continue on the path that we tried to come and learn. We want to remain progressing in deen, getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. So this has been the very focal point of the discussions, of Hazrat's advices that we try to learn. We will have to make the effort to guard the gaze. And then this aspect that has been repeatedly discussed and will inshallah continue to be discussed, that in this regard, the biggest fitna of the time that has become for many a person, the phone. So we want to stay safe. We're going to have to stay safe from the phone. We spoke about app locks. The most effective aspect about being far away from the smartphone itself, and that's the best route. If a person has had and been unable to save himself from the fitna of the phone, then that's the best route. And then the second level of that is, as a second degree effort to save oneself, is then to have these app locks with somebody else putting in the password. This is the fitna of the zamana. This is the choice bait of shaitan. People, when they go fishing, then they talk about bait. Sometimes you overhear some conversations. What kind of bait? They say, no, that bait is not good enough. Must take this bait and go. So there's some kind of difference, wallahu alam. Thought that fish don't have too much of, they're not fussy. But it's from overhearing the conversation sometimes of some people discussing bait, it seems even fish have choice and taste, that they decide what they're going to chew on or not. But shaitan made this his choice bait. So now if we are casual with it, we must realize we're casual with shaitan's choice bait. And the thing is, we're biting on that bait. So we're biting on shaitan's bait. Allah forbid where he'll hook us and take us into. When that fish is nibbling on that bait, it doesn't see at that time that line that is attached to it. And it doesn't know that on the other side there's already some frying pan that is ready. So at that time all it sees is that bait. And it looks very, very juicy to it. Looks something that will be very enjoyable. But behind that bait is all this whole line. That hook is there, and that hook is attached to that line, and that line is ready to be reeled in, and there's a frying pan waiting already. So therefore we have to be very, very alert and cautious of this. Make dua daily for it. All our efforts must be crowned with dua, because if we don't resort to dua, it is as if we are relying on our effort. And our effort, what can we rely on our effort? What kind of effort do we have? What is the quality of any effort? And apart from that, no effort is of any avail if Allah's fazl doesn't come. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. So if dua is missing, then there's a very fundamental aspect that is missing. And in aspects of dunya, when we have some very important work to achieve, some very big deal to try and clinch, some very big appointment, there's a big job that's now, we're hoping we get that job. So then we'd go around asking others to make dua also. We also make dua. At that time we even get the tawfiq of making 2 rakats nafil of Salatul Haja as well. So for our dunya matters, when something is of concern to us, we understand the importance of dua. But for our deen, for the protection of our iman, we somehow forget about making dua earnestly. Daily, earnest dua. Not for the occasional time, when there's some program and some collective dua taking place, then we'll be part of it. We have to make dua ourselves daily. So in any case, this is the first most important aspect. Gunaho se muba'adat. Staying far away from sin. But then, the second advice is, now we want to stay far away from the sin. That is not going to happen without staying far away. Asbabe gunaho se muhafazat. The first is staying safe from sin. Staying safe from sin. To stay safe from sin is not going to happen unless there is asbabe gunaho se muba'adat. The first aspect was gunaho se muhafazat. Al-muhafaza anil ma'asi. Staying away from sin. But that will depend on asbab gunah se mubaadat, staying far away from the means of sin. Now that brings us back to the same subject then. And apart from this, anything else that leads a person to sin, the wrong environments, the wrong company, the company that invites him towards sin, the company that encourages him to sin, whether they verbally directly encouraging him, or how they conduct themselves becomes a encouragement to him, it incites him towards sin. So that's the same thing. There's also a suburb of masiyat then. And this is one of the things that become the very big challenge for many people, how to stay away from that company. I've been with these people for years. There's two parts to this. One is we don't regard ourselves as better than anybody. We've discussed this many times. We don't know our own end result. We don't know somebody else's end result. What is somebody's tomorrow? We have no idea. Tomorrow what tawbah he might make and where he might reach, and we're still looking down upon him. So we have no license and no basis to look down upon anybody. Our apparent condition might seem better than somebody else's apparent condition. And if there are some apparent sins in his life, then those sins are 100% wrong. We will not be able to condone and can never condone any sin, but we can never make any judgment on the person's end result. We don't know his tomorrow, we don't know our tomorrow also. So number one, we don't look down upon anybody, don't regard ourselves as better than anyone. But then the second part of it is, we cannot ever afford to become part of such company, such friends, such circles, that way we know this is going to lead us in the wrong direction. The experience has already happened. The type of things that get discussed in that company, the kind of things that happen in that company, we have had the experience, we know how it goes. So we cannot take any chances, and in a nice way we have to avoid it. We will have to avoid it. And if you want to save our iman, save our deen, save our amal, then we're going to have to make the choice. It's either going to be the path of Rahman or the path of Shaitan. These two things don't meet up anywhere. It's in total opposite directions. The wrong company is going to take us in the path of Shaitan. So now if we want to be on the path of Rahman, then we can't be in that company, because the directions are totally opposite. So this becomes a very big challenge for many a person, but we're going to have to make that choice. Look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram. They made the choice. On the one side, sometimes were their own parents, own near and dear ones. Sometimes it was somebody's spouse. But they made the choice that we want Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we're going to have to make the choice, because this choice is going to take us in the opposite direction. As mentioned previously again, we don't be disrespectful to anybody. We don't get into any arguments and debates. We advise in a nice way where we can. That is part of our responsibility, to advise in a nice way. But then we have to keep ourselves firm and steadfast on the right things. So the second aspect is asbab-e gunah se mubaadat. Person who doesn't stay far away from the means of sin, then it's very, very far-fetched that he's going to stay away from sin. When he knows something has become the means of sin for him. So then, we're going to have to take every precaution. So in any case, this is the second aspect. Asbab-e gunah se mubaadat. The third aspect, that a person now wants to continue on the path of getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, then while he has to stay away from the means of sin, nek dosto ki musahabat, he will have to also adopt good company. So one is to refrain from the wrong company, but he cannot remain in neutral. A vehicle in neutral can get pushed in any direction. So now somebody will just one nudge, it's not in any wrong place, but it's in neutral. It can easily get pushed in the wrong direction. It must be engaged in the right gear. It must be in drive. So in order to be in drive, he must adopt the right company. He must adopt pious company. And this is a key element in a person's progress in deen. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. When Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in the Quran Sharif, then what further explanation and elaboration is necessary? So one is to refrain from the wrong company, but then to also not just be doing nothing, to associate with the right group, with the right company, in the right circles, in the right environments. And this is what will then take a person for. Even in our homes, we have to create the right environment. Within our homes also, there must be an environment that is encouraging us towards righteousness. If within the home, the asbab are there taking us in the wrong direction, or the general atmosphere in the home is lacking deen, they're going to drag us down as well. It's our responsibility to bring about the right environment in the home. This is going to be by means of having the ta'lim regularly, daily. That ta'lim is essential. Ta'lim of the Fazail Kitabs, this has changed the lives of many, many people. Just on this note of the ta'lim of the Fazail Kitabs, it is a little bit off our topic, but part of the overall things that we have discussed. We discussed many things about the issues of trying to keep the peace at home, the correct bond and relationship to be developed. So just something on a level of experience. There are many times people who came with their issues, between issues between spouses and the ongoing problems and whatever else. So one crucial thing that was discussed already, that if a person doesn't look after his gaze, then numerous people's experience, first-hand experience that they related, and they probably didn't realize that this was the one of the root causes also, but this brings problems in the home. And when a person is involved in this kind of haram, then the halal Allah has blessed him with, that halal also, he loses the benefit of the halal. So in any case, that was one crucial aspect. To the extent we keep up with taqwa, there'll be barakat in the home. Obviously, both parties have to be on this path of taqwa. Then the other aspect was that many times it is just the various influences of shaitan and whatever else. So one of the things that was always very strongly advised and emphasized upon, after whatever advice was given to such people, the ta'lim of the home was emphasized, that come what may, make sure this ta'lim takes place. Now, mashallah, some people took it very, very strongly. One particular incident, the couple had come, they came with their parents, and both came with one objective. Though, in separate discussions, it was spelt out, in a sense. Both came with the same objective, that we want to call this off now. Both parties want to call it off. The only difference was, so this question will come, both want to call it off, what they came all the way to someone else. But nobody wanted to take that step to say, I want to call it off. Each one is waiting for the other to say so. So then they can point the fingers elsewhere. So now both are waiting for the other party to say, that no, I want to come out of this. They say, well, okay, if you want to come out, so no problem. What must I do now? So this is how these things, sometimes everyone tries to maneuver their way around. So any case, after having heard both parties and their parents and whatever else, and it became plain clear that this is what they want, so the approach that was adopted was to ignore as if we didn't understand what they want. As if they just didn't realize this is what they want. And went on the note of, no, this is how to reconcile. And then one of the things that was emphasized upon was the ta'lim of the Fazail Kitabs. Any case, because they didn't get what they want, they were forced to go back with that advice. But some months later, the one family person of one of them, who I didn't even have any communication with, met him, I knew him from a long time. So in that, we just met after some time, and he started talking and he brought up this issue that my so-and-so had come and they had come for their issues and so on. And then now he is a third party in the matter. he is giving an update. They say, Alhamdulillah, they're doing very well. And they told me, now you're telling him, that it seemed like the thing that helped us most was his ta'lim. Now, I thought this was an isolated incident. Any case, many, in fact, years later, there were other incidents also of similar nature. Years later, I happened to mention this to somebody, just in passing, we're talking about something, and I mentioned about the experience of these people. Any case, we just spoke about it, and he phoned some, maybe couple of months later, and he said, I want to just tell you something. Tell you what? So he says that some staff member complained to him about his problems. Problems at home and in the family itself. And there was a major issue between himself and his wife, and then himself and his in-laws. And now he's staying in the outhouse of his in-laws. And see, every now and again, mother-in-law is coming out and cursing him and whatnot. And subhanAllah, the kind of things that were described is ajeeb. So he says, I didn't know what to tell him. And at that time, what you had spoken about, this issue about people who had this problem, they came at the level of zero. And then over time, alhamdulillah, with the barakat of this ta'lim, they went on well. There might have been issues, but things carried on. So he says, all I told him was, you know what, you start off this, and then I got one kitab for him. And I gave it to him. So I gave it to him, and then I forgot about it. He says, about more than a month later, one day there's a delivery to the shop from some place that sells these kitabs, about 5 copies. So he said, I saw this delivery come in, so I'm asking, who is this for? To say, so and so, the same person, same staff member. So at that time he was not there, so he said, I forgot about it also. Later on I saw him, I asked him that so many kitabs you ordered, what's the story? So he says, no, I forgot to tell you my story. So he says, I started off that at home. And he says, it took 1 week. He said, I don't know what happened. He says, everything came right. He says, my mother-in-law came to ask me for maaf. She was coming out every day to curse me. I spoke nothing to her. I didn't apologize about anything. I don't know what the problems were to start off with, that I deserved those curses or not. See, she came to apologize to me. And she says, everything has settled in my home as well. So he says, and then the other 5 kitabs now? You can only read one at a time in the same kitab. He says, no, there's several other family members are all having issues. So I bought one for each of them. Now, how and where this links up, this is a kitab of Fazail of A'mal, the Fazail of Salah and Zikr and other. And where this links up into resolving family issues and domestic problems. So everything doesn't add up like 2 plus 2 equals 4 in this line of things. There's something called barakat. There's something called the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, which comes with this barakat. Allah Ta'ala wishes to shower his barakat, then there are certain asbab of that barakat. Now this kitab, the personality that compiled it, his taqwa, his mujahada, and what heart he put into it, it's all about, it's all the Quran and Sunnah, Hadith, lives of the pious. So we want, barakat is not something that you can now hold up in the air and say, there's it here, I got so much of it. These are things that Allah Ta'ala blesses, and it seems like there's some special barakat with this. It has changed people's lives personally. It has changed people's domestic issues. Now we're going to try to find the link. We are living in a wireless world. So now in a wireless world, you can't always trace the link. It's somewhere, somebody pressed a remote somewhere, Allah knows best where. So that it clicked something here. So sometimes this barakat, we can't understand where and how it flows from what. But it appears very clearly, the experience is highlighting it, that there's some very special barakat with this. Now it's up to us. It's there, it's available. We want that barakat in our homes. We want that barakat in our lives. Now if somebody says, but now I can't understand it, so now that's somebody's issue. But now if somebody else is saying, I'm tasting it, I'm eating it, I'm feeling the nourishment, I'm feeling the strength, he says, no, but now I want to see the scientific proof of this. By scientific proof, then someday you go to the laboratory and find out, I'm already experiencing it. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was not a formal alim. He was not a formal alim. In the sense that he completed the entire Dars-e Nizami and then graduated as an alim. He did some years, then whatever the reasons might have been, he couldn't continue. But great, great personalities who were ulama of a very high caliber. The ulum was of a very high caliber. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Maashab Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, look at their kitabs. Many people who are engrossed in teaching ilm for years, they have a battle trying to understand the depth of the ulum in these people's kitab sometimes. So in any case, somebody once asked the Maharshi Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi or Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that you people are such great ulama and such, you know, depth you have in ilm, what made you go to a person like Hadith Iddadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi? He's not even a formal alim. Now this, he's looking at things 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. So now if you have this level of knowledge, this person is not graduated as an alim. So now you're going downwards, in other words. So why did you go there? So the reply he gave to him, not everybody's, the reply will be according to the person's understanding, to make him understand basically. So he said, you see, we had the list of all the mithais, the sweetmeats, and also the whole detail about how this mithai is made, what are its ingredients, what's the method, and how this is made, and how the whole list of the mithais, and all the ingredients, the list of it, and the method of making it, all that we knew. All those details, maybe all those details that the Hadith Sahib didn't have. But he tasted the mithais and he's eaten it. So the taste of it he's got. We got the details of the ingredients. To get the taste of it, we had to go to him. So the way of explaining that the essence of the ilm, that what he possessed, we didn't have that. To that extent that he had it, the essence of the ilm he had. Not that they didn't have anything. They were also very great personalities. But subhanallah, he was on another level. So that is what took them there. So in any case, we are talking about the nek doston ki musahabat, that having good company. And then the fourth aspect, that zikr par mudawamat, the constancy and punctuality on zikr. This must never ever be underestimated and neither ever be regarded as secondary. That now if I missed it, nothing major, regarded as a major loss of that day. It's a major loss of that day. The saying of the mashayikh we discussed, zikr ka naga, ruh ka faqa. The day the zikr was missed, the ruh has starved. Zikr includes our tilawat of the Quran Sharif, our tasbihat, all our ma'mulat, the masnoon du'as, all this is part of zikr. Istighfar, salawat and durood sharif on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to ensure that the muraqabahs, that muraqabah is also a very important part of the zikr. So the zikr par mudawamat. So now the first thing was, gunaho se muhafazat, to stay safe from sin. But the manner in which that is going to become easy and possible, asbab-e gunah se mubaadat. And then, what's going to keep nudging a person forward? Nek doston ki musahabat. So staying away from the means of sin, and then being in good company, being in good environments. So we be part of good things. The taaleem that's taking place in our masjid, be part of it. That will inspire us. There's a jamaat going out for the weekend, join them. Spend the time correctly. And inshallah it will inculcate that same, inshallah, what jazba and boost that came in the i'tikaf, we'll get some of it, more of it. So the good environment, good company. And then zikr par mudawamat. The constancy on the zikr. And the fifth aspect that I have to mention as well, sunnat par istiqamat. Being firm on the mubarak sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. keep learning one more sunnah. In the day, there's beautiful little compilations of Hazrat, one compilation also, beautiful sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other compilations on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sunnah a week we learn to add to whatever we are already doing. And concentrate on that to bring it as part of daily life. So that will build up on what's already there. And that sunnah, every sunnah has tremendous noor in it. Tremendous barakat in it. And we bring the noor of sunnah alive in our homes. The noor of ta'aleem alive in our homes. Then inshallah our homes will become gardens of Jannah. So this is the advice that we have to make. Hirze jaan. This is our life jacket. If we keep this life jacket on, then there's all this very murky ocean, inshallah we'll float past and be able to swim across. But if we abandon this life jacket, Allah forbid, will sink. So this is what we have to keep steadfast on in this Mubarak month, whatever Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq to do. This is Allah Ta'ala's grace, Allah Ta'ala's blessing. We have to make a lot of shukr on that, also a lot of istighfar. At the end of any amal, we've been taught istighfar. Now whether today is the last day of Ramadan, or whether we have one more day, let us now engage in a lot of istighfar. If we still are given another one day, we'll keep making istighfar again. But a lot of istighfar, whatever shortcomings, and we have a lot of shortcomings. We were in the house of Allah Ta'ala, we didn't fulfill the adab and etiquette of the house of Allah Ta'ala. That is a very major thing we must make a lot of istighfar from, and ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. So inshallah, in this way, whatever shortcomings there were, Allah forgive us. Then our itikaf also will come closer to acceptance. And make a lot of dua for qabooliyat at all times. Allah must accept us. Allah must forgive us. Allah must accept us. Qabiliyat, capability is nothing if it is without qabooliyat. Qabiliyat, if it is accompanied with qabooliyat, then the qabiliyat will get acceptance also. And otherwise that qabiliyat, that capability can get misused. It can be abused. So therefore we have to keep asking for qabooliyat. We must become accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Allah must accept us. Accept our broken efforts. Then our work is done. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala keep all with afiyat. Also to make dua for those who have been tirelessly making our khidmat. A lot goes on behind the scenes, which we don't see, we don't realize. But it starts off long before the i'tikaf happens, and it even carries on after the i'tikaf is over. And during the i'tikaf, it obviously all goes to its peak. MashaAllah, there have been many people behind the scenes, very, very busily involved in keeping everything going well and preparing things for us and making our khidmat, which we don't realize, we're not aware of sometimes. We should not forget them in our du'as. Allah Ta'ala grant them all the best, keep them with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala keep all with afiyat. Allah Ta'ala give everybody the best of dunya and akhirat. Make dua for ourselves, dua for everybody. Allah Ta'ala accept one and all. And whatever shortcomings have been from our side also, Allah Ta'ala forgive us all. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. For a few minutes we engage in our dua inshallah. Allah Ta'ala make khair.